Antimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Undritamena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpataruvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayvacha Vatita Nam Pavanivyo Vaishna Vivyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Guru Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my Sistang Dandavat Pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev, Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnupad Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj, to our Rupanuga Gurubarga and to all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. Following the order of the Vaishnava, speak something on yesterday's celebration. Yesterday, we were observing the sannyas day of our Param Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, also Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. So, not only that day, yesterday, Visharup Mahotsav, not only the sannyas day of Visharup, so also that same day, Param Gurudev and Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, they're both very dear disciples of Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. We know that in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, goal of life is to become maid servant of Srimati Radharani. Like, this is foremost teaching, to become Rupanuga, like this. And we are not really into this varna and ashram. Mahaprabhu himself, he said, Nam vipro na cha narapatir na vibhaisyo na sudro, and so on. He said, this is identity of Gaudiya. We are not sannyasi, vanaprastha, like brahmachari. We are not any of these things. We only want to become the servant of the servant of the servants of the maintainer of the gopis, Gopi Bharto. So, but we have to understand, in during the time of Prabhupada, just recently, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's appearance day, how we heard also that during that time, so many people imitating the Goswamis. They are like foremost example of like followers of Mahaprabhu, so imitating. And meaning, like them, they're paramhansas. They're not any of like this varnas or ashram. So, and because of that, so many disturbances are there. So here in when Prabhupada established Gaudiya Math, then he said, we will not try to be imitators. We will teach people as whatever position they are in society. We teach them how to follow nicely. So we are not into rejecting this varnashram. Actually, we should encourage them. And this is Daivi Varnashram. Follow like varnashram, but not according to like karmakanda and only identifying that I am this, I am this, I'm a Brahman, I'm a Sudra, or I'm a Grihastha, or whatever. So one thing we have, very important in our line to understand, that when we talk about vairagya, renunciation, we have to understand renunciation is coming from bhakti, not the other way around. Sometimes we think, I have to be renounced and therefore I can have bhakti. Or so, it's like, to have bhakti, I have to have renunciation. In Madhurya Kadambini, Gurudev explained that this kind of thinking will have fault. Because bhakti does not depend on anything. Bhakti does not arise because of renunciation. But if someone has bhakti, automatically renunciation will be there. Same with gyan. Because they are considered like the two children of bhakti, gyan and vairagya. So we should not think like, oh, I have to separately endeavor for renunciation. Like, oh, I have to take sannyas. And be renounced and everything, and then bhakti will come. But we have to see the examples of great devotees, the Brijbasis, especially the gopis. They have so much love and affection. Automatically, then so much that renunciation will be there. They will not be attached to anything else other than Krishna. And therefore, they are the greatest of all sannyasis. So the gopis, they are the greatest of sannyasis. Mahaprabhu himself, Krishna himself, wanted to show the people who are the greatest sannyasis. He took also sannyas. But then we have to understand, taking the sannyas meaning taking the gopi bhav, the moods of the gopis, wherein they're not attached to anything other than Shri Krishna. Their whole life is for the service of Shri Krishna. So this is the real meaning of sannyas. So one can externally take like sannyas, like in whatever ashram is there. One may externally try to do something like that, or he tried to impose himself on himself, all this like external show of renunciation. But unless he have real attachment, this rag, then kind of like this so-called renunciation is only like temporary. So that's why there's fault in there. After some time, then he will give this up. But someone who has real attachment to Krishna, that's why in this word vairagya, the root word is rag. With this rag, then there will be vairagya. Vishesh anurag for Krishna, this is real meaning of vairagya. And so then when someone in that condition, then really he can be real sannyasi. And he can take sannyas. Or it doesn't matter if he takes sannyas or not. The thing is, he will be like really in that position. But of course, our Guru Varga is showing that they are in this position and they're taking that responsibility. So they're taking sannyas because sannyas meaning now they are like leader of the other ashrams. They're giving the guidance. So our Prabhupada himself, when he established Gaudiya Math, he himself took sannyas. Although he's Paramahansa, he's beyond. And so his followers, like our Param Gurudev, then on this day, he also took sannyas. His first sannyasi, his dear God brother, our Param Gurudev, established this Bhaktivedanta army. Now there are so many of them, and they're like preaching the mission of our Rupa Goswami, of our Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, of course, this was, first foremost of this is Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the dear God brother of Param Gurudev. So he himself took sannyas from Param Gurudev, and he set everything for the future generations of all the sannyasis. So therefore, he was the first of the Bhaktivedanta sannyasis of our Param Gurudev. And then we all know what he has done, how he much like spread this Gauravani all over the world. And now this is continuing with this new generations of sannyasis. Like our Gurudev, Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, and all his like disciples, like sannyasis, they're all like continuing this legacy. So this is in essence what is meaning of like sannyas and how our Guru Varga is awarding this or spreading this to all the people for the auspiciousness of this world. And therefore, we see that this has not been started by them. Mahaprabhu himself has done this. Many in our bona fide sampradayas, not just in Gaudiya Sampradaya, in other sampradayas, the sannyas ashram is there. It is not true that sometimes it is said that in this Kali Yuga, one thing is forbidden, to take sannyas is forbidden. This is not a misconception, misunderstanding of the shlok. There's actually a shlok, and a lot of people, they will use this to try to see that, I mean, try to express that in Kali Yuga, one of the things forbidden is to take sannyas. In Jaiva Dharma, Srila Gurudev explained very nicely how that kind of understanding is like a misrepresentation of the truth. For one, we see Mahaprabhu himself, he took sannyas. And many of his like former disciples, all our, the four prominent acharyas of the Vaishnava Sampradaya, they all were sannyasis. So it is not like a, it is not correct to think that in this Kali Yuga, no need sannyas. Okay, with this, I'm offering my Pushpanjali unto the lotus feet of Param Gurudev and Srila Bhakti Swami Prabhupada. We pray unto their lotus feet that by their mercy, at some point in our life, we can really truly like be renounced from this world and only have our attachment unto Sri Radha and Krishna. Bansha Kalpa Tarvish. Ready? Vishwara Mahatsav. Yes. For one, this is the day Vishwarup took sannyas, and therefore we are celebrating. I don't know.
विश्वरूप दिखाए तो मोक्ष एकादशी में भगवत गीता नहीं लेकिन गीता तो मोक्ष एकादशी कृष्ण ने कहा ना अर्जुन से ये तो 3 महीने पहले पढ़ गया फिर ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्तस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय तथालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुवरं श्रीरूपानुगप्रवरं रजलस्रसिकं च नारायणं तं प्रपन्नं श्रीगुरुचरणं वन्दे रमणप्रेष्ठाय भूतले रूपानुगभक्तिदं च कृपामूर्ति नारायणं जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैतकथादृश्यसादि श्रीगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माय दंडवत प्रणाम्स द लोटस फीट बिफोर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स मिथिला श्रीमान भक्तिवेदान श्री नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज श्री गुरुदेव एंड मिथिला श्रीमान भक्तिवेदान श्री वामन गोस्वामी महाराज श्री गुरुदेव रूपान गौरी गुरुवर्ग टू गार्जियंस टू ऑल द वैष्णवर्स एंड वैष्णवीज प्रेजेंट So yesterday was the what was this festival? It was Vishwarup Mahamotsav, and this acceptance of sannyas by our Srila Param Gurudev and Srila Bhaktivedanta Sai Maharaj, it coincided with that day, with that tithi. So the question being asked here by the Vaishnavas is that Visharup Mahotsav is not just observed in the Gaudiya line, in the Brahma Madhya Gaudiya Sampradaya, but rather it is observed in all the Sampradayas. Just like Guru Purnima, the appearance of Vyasadev is observed in all the Sampradayas, no? Not just our Sampradaya. In all the Sampradayas, they celebrate the appearance of Vyasadev. It's common to all. Even though Shankaracharya, he said, when Vyasadev said, Anandamaya Vyasad, actually Vyasadev was mistaken. Because he said, how can Brahma be Anandamaya? He is Ananda himself, cannot be Anandamaya. Means these. He cannot embody Ananda. He is Ananda himself. This way he said, Vyasadeva is at fault for writing this in Vedanta Sutra. But still, although Shankaracharya said that, still he also accepted Vyasadeva as his guru. This way Vyasadeva's appearance day is celebrated in all the sampradayas. Similarly, even this Vishwarup Mahotsav is also celebrated in all the sampradayas. So if I'm not mistaken, I think previously the Vaishnavas have said that this was the day that the universal form was shown to Arjun by Krishna. This was the day that, I think we heard the Vaishnavas explained that this was the day that this universal form was shown, you know, to Krishna, and this way to Arjun by Krishna. And this way, Arjuna, when he saw this universal form, he folded his hands, bowed down, and he offered so many prayers, stutis. So this way, why is this considered a festival showing the universal form? Because here Krishna is asserting himself, I am God, I am Bhagavan himself. Because if you see, the Vishwarup consists of all the forms that are ever imaginable. There Krishna, Lord Shiva, Brahma, and all the incarnations of Krishna, all the other Gunavatars, the Leela avatars, the Manvanta avatars, and the Shaktavesha avatars, all of them, and all the Vibhav, Prabhav, Vaibhav Vilas, Vaibhav Prakash, all of them are being shown in that universal form. So this way, this festival reminds one that Gita is spoken by Bhagavan himself. Therefore, if you see in the Gita, Vyasadeva has not said Sri Krishna Uvacha. He has said in every shloka, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. So therefore, this way, Krishna is showing that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But still, although all the sampradayas observe this festival, this Visharup Mahotsav, still we see that still there are so many confusions. Even though Krishna is always asserting himself that I am God, I am Bhagavan, he's saying, surrender unto me. No, he says, Mam ekam sharanam vraja, only unto me. Then he's saying, Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyajimam namaskuru. He's saying, only onto me. So many times he's saying. But still, although this festival is observed, still the Mayavadis, they have confusions. They say that, oh, it is not onto the personal Brahma, onto the personal Krishna that you surrender onto, but onto his impersonal self, onto his personal self. So this way, although this festival is celebrated, still they do not grasp the real meaning of observing this festival. This Visharup Mahotsav. We see even Advaita Acharya also, Mahaprabhu showed his Visharup even to Advaita Acharya also. And Advaita Acharya became so happy that he started dancing in the mood of a gopi. Why? Because maybe his glance would have fallen on one particular aspect of Krishna. Because when Krishna showed his Visharup, it includes all his forms. You know, even his own self-same form as Vrajendra Nandan Shamsundar. Therefore, when Advaita Acharya saw him as Vrajendra Nandan Shamsundar, he started dancing in the mood of a gopi. So anyhow, in this way, this festival happened yesterday. Like so many other festivals are observed in all these sampradayas. Like this Rakta Saptami and Guru Purnima and all the other festivals. And all they're common to all the sampradayas. So this way, this is also one festival which is common to all the sampradayas. Like we just heard also, Vishwarup Prabhu also, maybe he attained Samadhi on this day. No. It was on this day that Mahaprabhu found out that Vishwarup had attained Samadhi from Rangapuri. And this was the day that he shaved his head and he offered his respects to his elder brother. As we know, Vishwaroop, he actually entered into the body of Nityananda Prabhu. In one form, he entered into him. So this way we see that Vishwaroop Prabhu, the elder brother Mahaprabhu, was so dear to him. No, so much so that Advaita Acharya also, because of his relationship with Vishwaroop, Sachimata said that Advaita Acharya, what is he? He is not Advaita, he is Dvaita. Because he is separating mother and son. Because of him, my son is left. So Mahaprabhu became so upset with Sachimata that he said, I'll give prem to everyone except my own mother, because she committed an offense to Advaita Acharya. Then everyone said, what are you saying? You know, she's like Jagat Janani. She is Jagat Janani, the mother of the entire universe. But still, how is this possible? Then he said, because she has committed an offense to Advaita Acharya. So unless she seeks forgiveness, I cannot give prem. So only when Advaita Acharya was ecstatic in Sankirtan and lost his consciousness, then Sachimata offered her prayers to Advaita Acharya and begged for forgiveness. Then Mahaprabhu forgave her. So this way, Mahaprabhu, he had so much respect for his elder brother. Even it is said that when Nimai was always very naughty, he would never listen to anyone. But as soon as his elder brother would say something, immediately he would become quiet. He would not say anything. It is said that even when the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they were suffering so much to see the disturbance in society, how society was not following dharma in any way. But when they would listen to Vishwaroop Prabhu speak on the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam, they would become so happy. All their distress would go away. And when Vishwaroop Prabhu himself would see Mahaprabhu, he knew that his younger brother was no ordinary boy. He was Bhagavan himself. But Vishwaroop Prabhu, he didn't want to reveal that to the world yet. So therefore, he concealed it within himself. And it is said that when his parents wanted him to get married, he said then he left home. And as we heard yesterday, he had this title Shankararanya. And there, in Pandrapur, he stayed there. And then, as we know, we heard, he entered into the deity of Vitthal Dev there. So then, Mahaprabhu, he was very sad to hear the passing of his brother. And then anyhow, he observed all the last rites. So this is the day also that Param Gurudev, he accepted sannyas also on this day. As we heard, he was to be given sannyas on three different occasions in the Gaudiya Math. But then first, Kunjibihari Prabhu himself told Prabhupada that he is the manager. So if you give him sannyas, he will look after the temple and all its activities. Because godbrothers of Kunjibihari Prabhu himself, like Bhaktiridai Ban Maharaj, Bhaktiridai Ban Maharaj himself, who was a very dear friend of Kunjibihari Prabhu, Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj, he himself remarked that even Kunjibihari Prabhu was not a manager like how Vinodda was, he said. Vinodda was such an expert manager that even Kunjibihari Prabhu could not manage like him. So therefore, Vinodda was like the mother of Chaitanya Math. This way, so all the godbrothers also knew how capable Param Gurudev was. So therefore, he said, then anyhow, it was postponed. And the second time also, Bhagavat Ratna Prabhu, another godbrother of Param Gurudev, he also told Prabhupada, saying that, oh, he was to be given a sannyas in Bagbazar. He said, no, if you do so, then how will the mission carry on? But actually we heard that Param Gurudev was already given sannyas. No, because when Prabhupada was attacked by all the smartas and the Jati Goshais in Kolardanga, near Paramatala, so there we hear that Param Gurudev, he exchanged his cloth with Prabhupada. And Prabhupada gave him sannyas already. So now it was just a matter of formality that he accepted sannyas. So then, as you know, in 1941, on this very tithi, we heard that Prabhupada, he appeared in a dream to Param Gurudev so many times. And he said, if you do not accept the renounced order of life, then how will this mission go on? Because the publication of all the books, the script, the monthly journals was stopped. Dainik Nandiya Prakash was published every day. And Gaudiya was published fortnightly. And this Sajjan Toshani was published monthly. So all this had stopped. And even the Parikrama had stopped. Navdeep Dham Parikrama had stopped. And everything had stopped. And even some of the brahmacharis had returned home, being disenchanted by the situation in the Gaudiya Math. So then Prabhupada himself ordered Param Gurudev to accept this. And then as we heard, Param Gurudev, he took this renowned sort of life from his godbrother, Srila Sridhar Maharaj in Katwa. So therein, Param Gurudev had a dream where Prabhupada himself gave him this name, Bhakti Pragyan Keshav. Param Gurudev himself, Prabhupada himself gave this name, Bhakti Pragyan Keshav, to Param Gurudev. And Bhakti Sarang Goswami Maharaj, he also appeared in Param Gurudev's dream. And he was the one who said, oh, Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj ki jai. He was the one who said. So then, when Param Gurudev confided to Srila Sridhar Maharaj that I was given this name, then immediately they looked at the 108 sannyas names, and Keshav was there, one of the 108 sannyas names. And this way, Sridhar Maharaj, he's on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, he gave sannyas to Param Gurudev at Katwa. And it is said that Srila Bhakti Buddha Shauti Maharaj, he was the priest of the entire ceremony. And even Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj was also there, doing all the other necessary arrangements. So he was given sannyas there, and immediately Param Gurudev, after taking sannyas, he went all over Assam, all over Bengal, everywhere, preaching in so many different places. Gurudev would say that when we used to go preaching with our Guru Maharaj, 40 of us used to go, mainly consisting of all brahmacharis and sannyasis, all like in saffron. And he said, just by going with Param Gurudev, preaching would be done on its own. Even without speaking a single word, even without distributing anything, nothing. Because as soon as they would see like these 40 devotees walking past them, everyone would think, who are these people, these personalities? Seems they have come from heaven itself. So Param Gurudev, as we heard, he preached everywhere. And then he himself gave sannyas to so many. And it was on this tithi also that Srila Swami Maharaj accepted sannyas from Param Gurudev. As you know, Gurudev himself insisted so much. He told Swami Maharaj, you must accept. You're such a senior disciple of Prabhupada, and here you are selling medicine in Bengali Ghat and all these places. You must take. And then Swami Maharaj, he said, oh, when I was in my household life, I was very scared of this verse in the Bhagavatam, which said that anyone, Krishna, if he's merciful upon anyone, he immediately removes all his attachments and turns him into a street beggar. But now I'm seeing this is becoming a reality. So then Gurudev told him, my Guru Maharaj is coming from Navadvip. You must take on this tithi. And then even Muni Maharaj, he said, if you will take, I will also take. Sanatan Prabhu, he was more than 90 years old. So then Gurudev himself was the Purohit, means the priest. And then Gurudev would say that I taught Swami Maharaj how to wear the door kopin, the sannyas uttariya. He himself made the danda for Swami Maharaj also. And then Param Gurudev, he gave this Gopi Bhav mantra. And then Akinchan Krishnas Babaji Maharaj, the whole time he was singing the Maha Mantra. The whole time during Swami Maharaj's sannyas ceremony. And this way he was given sannyas. Therefore, if anyone would say that Swami Maharaj was in Sakyaras or this or that, Gurudev would say, I myself witnessed how my Guru Maharaj gave this Gopi Bhav mantra to Srila Swami Maharaj. And this way, there can be no doubts. So therefore, the question arises that when Swami Maharaj gave sannyas to many, he didn't change their names. He kept their brahmachari names. He didn't change. He changed the names of some, but not all, mostly. So it is seen that even Mahaprabhu also, when he took sannyas also, he retained his brahmachari name, Krishna Chaitanya. Actually, it is said that anyone who has this name, Krishna Chaitanya, he accepts this name, Bharati. And even Sarup Damodar Goswami also, he had also accepted sannyas, but he still retained his brahmachari name. So this way, Swami Maharaj was also like in that mood. Although he gave sannyas to many, he still had them retain their brahmachari names. So this way, this line is continuing. And we hear that Mahaprabhu himself, he accepted sannyas, but as we know, sannyas means samyak rupena nyas. As far as I've realized, something about sannyas and all these things, I feel that if one were to take sannyas, he should think, how will he taking sannyas fulfill the desire of the Vaishnavas? No. Because if really, even if one accepts sannyas, and even if he is not fulfilling the desire of the Vaishnavas, then what is the use of sannyas? No. There's no use. So similarly, if one were to take sannyas also, you should deeply consider. Saying like, if I'm taking sannyas, how am I fulfilling their desires? No. In what way? Which way? Am I really imposing it upon myself? Or like in what way? So if deeply considered, then this step should be taken. this ultimately, like we see, you know, the only point of all our sadhan, bhajan, staying, the mat, everything is only like this brahmachari, sannyas is all external. The only point should be how are we fulfilling the desires of the devotees, no, the Vaishnavas, no. Because on our own, what sadhan, bhajan are we doing? Nothing, no. They're like very senior, advanced, they know. So that's what I've realized until now. That anyhow, regardless of this or that, just anyhow try to make our hearts one in line with theirs. Or else even this is like just like a formality. No, this is all something like, just like you change your vesh. No, now I've realized wearing sannyas cloth is very easy, especially after bathing in some of the kundas. And I was brahmachari, very difficult, no, many different folds. But sannyas cloth, boom, put over, finished. And normally the clothes get wet also when you're bathing in some of the kundas. But this sannyas cloth doesn't get wet also, becomes dry very easily. See, this is what you realize then after taking sannyas. See, the cloth becomes dry very easily. No, and sometimes when you go to the different temples, oh, Maharaj, come take prasad. No, no. Before you were just a random brahmachari, you know, like, oh, Maharaj, no, you come and take. This is what you realize then. If you're not careful, no, this is what you realize. But still, if you deeply think, then you should think, how am I fulfilling their desires? No, and they're really, their desires are not something which is very difficult to fulfill. No, they have some small desire because they know we cannot do as much. They perfectly know that we cannot do as much. So still some small hope they have that, oh, you do something at least, you know. So at least by that way, at least then some meaning will be there to accepting sannyas or this or that. No, or else, no, we'll be cheated then of the real goal, real purpose of life then. So therefore, Mahaprabhu, by accepting this order, he taught that ultimately follow the moods of the gopis and surrender yourself. Or else everything is just in vain. So therefore, even Gurudev would say, if anyone is accepting any division of Varna or Ashram, it means he's gaining admission into that. He's not really fully that, but rather he's gaining admission and gradually being purified. He will ultimately become that one day. Until then, he's only in the school, like a student. So therefore, I pray at the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas and Sri Rupanu Kauriya Guru Varga, our Gurudevs, that someday, hopefully, you know, and as much as we can, we try fulfilling their desires and make our lives successful.
Ongagyanatibhinandhasya gnanjana salakaya chakshurunmilitam jena tasmai sri gurave namaha vanchakalpatarubhasya kripasindubhaivacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha namah vadanaya Krishna prema pradayati Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya namne gaurutisi namaha Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raguna Sriji Gopal Bhatta Das Loguna Jai Gosai Kari Charana Bandhan Javaite Vignanas Abhishta Puran Mahabhava Surupatam Krishna Priya Pariyasi Pramabhakti Pradevi Radhiketang Namamyam Radhi Vrindavanadhisi Karuna Amritavahini Kripaya Nijapadabhijam Dasyam Mayam Padiyatam Bandi Nanda Prajistrinam Padarnum Abhikshnasa Jasanghari Kathodgitam Unati Bhuvanatrayam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhunita Ananda Siyadvaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai, Ananta Ananta Guru Vishnu Vrinda ki jai, Sapar Sadgur Hari ki jai, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Astu Sanjeev ki jai, Bhakta Vigna Vinash Sankaran Nishingadeep ki jai, Bhakta Raj Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Sarva Vishnu Vrata Giriraj Govardhan Jeev ki jai, Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, Chaturmasya Vrata ki jai, Pratapankari Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Samavit Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Pramanandi. So now, yesterday is hearing the Vishwarupa Mahotsav, festival of this Vishwarupa. Darshan after, everybody clear and clean and pure, they feeling this and realizing and looking everything, and after they all anartha, all sins, offense removed after Vishwarupa darshan, and then this nectar is flowing, they getting nectar and getting relationship within God. That very special day. So where this program is starting and where to running, how now is also this one is continue going on. Telling Vyasadeva, once a time this bank of Ganga, Varanavati, there Shakuni, and this name is Dhritarashtra, Dushyasana, Duryodhana, making plan, making one big nice house. Why they are every year going, they are giving charity. Ganga bathing and giving charity. But the bathing Ganga, they cannot change. Giving a lot of charity. Crooked people, corrupt people, crooked, English telling hypocrite also. Not crooked, crooked. Hypocrite. Also not critical, telling criminal. So this person bathing Ganga, giving charity, but their nature is very cruel and very critical mood. What thinking? Now they are giving charity center, Ganga bathing, then all complete making house, very nice. So Vidur going looking for how making house. Vidur is surprised. How is this making house? Outside is giving very nice tiles. And inside, all giving luck, like this plastic, nice luck, laksha. And this is filling both sides, to middle is, and both sides giving these tiles. Also not tile, wood, very wood house, like Western country wood house making, floor wood, roof wood, wall wood, everything wood, or fire house. Quickly, oven inside is, they're cooking many things, bread, biscuit, chicken, kitchen, and piglet, and all beef, they're cooking. Also, they are self is making this big oven, wood oven. Anytime fire is coming, horrible. Everybody inside, never coming out. Inside is Jam Maharaj cooking, giving this ghost and witch. They are big feast, nice oven, nice healthy oven. It's cooking, they are all coming in, ants, jackal, crow, eagle, many, they arranging feast. So now Varanavati, Dhritarashtra, Shakuni, very clever, thinking, making a nice house. And this year, sending this Pandavas, mostly Duryodhana, his Jubaraj, and Pandavas, he's going there, all five brothers going,
Father is going, mother going, and arranging a nice servant, and they are going and bathing and giving charity. Then night time, giving fire. They are doing yajna, and yajna's fire, little touching, all will be very nice cook, open inside. He is thinking. Then what arranging? Kunti service for arranging one lady servant. Five brothers servant for five person arranging. Many gift and charity for many, many horse car full and sending. Maharaj Dhritarashtra calling Yudhishthir, I am old, also blind. Every year I am going, my forefathers are all time giving charity. You are also now Juvaraj, prince. Now you going first time to starting bathing Ganga and giving charity and all Tarpan doing full forefathers and you coming back. Say yes, Maharaj, you my elder father, elder brother, Bada Baba, Bada Baba. Not daddy, but more than daddy. So okay, you are also your king, your order I am following. Then he is ready to go. Then Bhim say, I am going, not I sending you alone. Anything happened then, who protecting you? Arjuna say, I am going. Nakula Sahib say, I am also going. Kunti say, yes, I am also going. I am a bathing Ganga. Giving charity, you giving, I am also will be here. Big yajna will be there. 1,000 crores people coming, taking charity. Say, yes. Then they are asking father near, money, king near. Oh, you give me permission, my mother and four brothers has desire coming with me. Say, yes, this is very good, auspicious work, everybody going. The thinking now is all root of canal, root of channel, root of everything. One day will be yajna inside offer. Very nice, today auspicious. Kokuni, very nice, my brother-in-law, very good advisor. Oh, today will be all swaha. Very nice. Then he is giving lot of gift, charity for, bathing for, Brahmins for, lot of giving. You take as his choice. He taking lot of and gone, giving charity for, and all going, then many people come, welcome for. He arranging all. After their entire house, very nice house, this world is not possible like him making a house. Painting, coloring, on top, and down, everything is very first class. Yeah. And yajna for wood and ghee, container, priest, Brahmin, everything. Their entire, then is many servants also there, but they have doubt. Bhim is telling, he has Gada, Hammer. He is putting, touching, sound is coming different. Also inside, air is like is all oily. Petrol-like, like inside is fuel and petrol putting. Then they moving everywhere, watching everything. And Bhim telling, knocking, breaking, breaking already, not too strong house. Then they thinking something happened. At a time, Lord Krishna's desire, Vidura, his uncle, going to him, telling Yudhishthir, any problems coming, Bhim, Arjun, any problems coming, you going, your Gada with is breaking under floor and their cave is coming, tunnel. And this tunnel with is you going forest jungle. Any problem coming then. Vidura, this building making time, Vidur going and Varkanya are telling, this house, king house, palace, therefore need is, anytime anybody attacking, then needs some tunnel. So they are to 5 kilometer underground tunnel making Vidura. Very clever, though not telling Dhritarashtra. Why Vidura is giving responsibility for worker, take care for, and house making, building, everything for. The Vidura making this tunnel, and telling this Yudhishthira Maharaj, Bhim and Arjuna. They are looking, 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 not eating food stuff, no resting night time, not sleep coming, morning yajna, charity, everything, but they are looking. After Bhim is very clever. He is taking little fire and giving wall. Looking big fire come at a time. Everything melting and coming out and attacking like this. Then Bhima breaking and big tunnel and tunnel with this, they are gone out. But inside many worker, like servant, they are all are halua. Open inside all. All Dhritarashtra hearing, Shakuni hearing, all brothers, 100 brothers, crying, all coming, oh my brothers are finished, fire giving, who is giving fire, oh Jagya's fire is, oh sad and crying, and sending message everywhere, but and inside to taking out in this dead body. But what dead body? This five servant, one lady servant, all dead body take out. And they are doing fire sacrifice ceremony and big feast. Big feast. After, but they are gone in jungle forest, after where going, they are moving here and there, jungle, and gone Biratraj palace. Maharaj Biratraj giving them shelter, and but they're not telling all our Pandavas. Kunti not telling. Secret, hiding. And teaching Arjuna, Biratraj's son, Uttar. And he has one daughter also, Uttara. So then, this teaching, at a time, Yudhishthira Maharaj, Duryodhan, within Bhishma Pitamaha Karna, and Dushasana, Kripacharya, Dronacharya, Shakuni, everybody is attacking this Biratraj. That time Biratraj is not there, he is gone other way. Then his son, Uttar, he is telling, all are, they are stealing our cows, they are stealing our wealth, everything stealing. Why there is Takait, not king emperor, there only, their nature is everything stealing, everything beating and killing. So then, how protecting our cows? Then Arjuna, hiding, Arjuna said, no problem, I will be your driver and you come with me, I am protecting everybody. That time Arjuna driving, Uttar is sitting, but he is scared. How can fighting with them? Arjuna going alone, he is making everybody senseless. Shooting, arrow and senseless, all are cloth taking, all are naked making, all are turban taking, and all crown taking, all jewel taking, and all naked, all senseless, and taking everything and come. That time, Biratraj come back, Biratraj hearing, my son is now win everything, and many things bringing. Then say, my son glories by. Yudhishthira Maharaj say, this is your not son glories. This is your, this Arjuna, this name, changing, the his glories. He is very angry. He is taking one gold coin, he is playing pasha, is throwing in Yudhishthira Maharaj's head. Yudhishthira Maharaj's head is cut and blood dropping. At a time, quickly running, Draupadi and taking this blood hand. Otherwise, one drop blood is dropping this down, then our world will be destroyed. He is Dharmaraj. He is not ordinary. Then, after Biratraj, near is giving identity. Then she surprised. What I am done? At a time, Bhishma Pitamaha, sense come, all our sense come, they are looking all naked. Nothing. Very shy. They are gone back. And they know only Arjuna here is present. At a time, this also, they are going, Subhadra with his get married after Bhishma Pitamaha meeting, bringing back Hastinapuri. But they are more heartburn now. At time, Duryodhana near Krishna came and asking, giving five village, your brothers for Dhritarashtra for telling your nephew, giving only five village, five brothers for Duryodhana said no. Vina Juddham, Nadatabhyam, Suchyagram, Vidyate Mohi. Satyam, 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 Badamyam. What say? Without war, Kshatriya, no fighting. Okay, he is fighting with us, defeating us, taking everything, no problem. But without fighting, without war, not giving anything, with needle, which is like one digging and this much land, not giving, nothing giving. Very angry. Then Krishna, Dwaraka Puritu, came. Why are you doing like this? Why starting fighting? You brother, each other, fighting, then all will be destroyed. No need, not good for you. Then that day Krishna coming, Duryodhana is Krishna's, like his Duryodhana's sister, Krishna's son. Now Duryodhana's daughter, Krishna's son marrying. So both are like samdhi, very good friendship. Also Duryodhana, disciple of Baladev Prabhu. Baladev Prabhu say, I am going. He said, no. Krishna, I am going. Mutual for. He came. Duryodhana arranging very big Brahmin line, two lines, offering Pushpanjali, praying Krishna, this and that, and cooking very nice. Why Krishna is eating lot of 56 items without he cannot eating. Cook, eating nice things. After Krishna came, discussing, talking with big assembly, front of everybody. No need fighting. There is your brother, little things giving, and they are staying. They will be your helper, all time helping in you, and your followers. You king, no problem. They are never disturbing you. But Duryodhana not agree, no Shakuni, no Dhritarashtra, nobody. Karna, Dushasan, ya Bhisham Pitamaha, no agree. Then Duryodhana inviting, please come taking prasadam. Krishna is never taking. So why not? Say, Krishna three things telling. I have no relation and friendship with you. You have no love for me. First. Also, I am not hungry. Hungry then anywhere, anything eating, no problem. But I have no hunger fire. And third one, I am come for mutual. But you not agree, you deny me, hate me. You completely rejecting me. So then, how can I am eating? Then Duryodhana heard say, you don't know me? I say, yes, I know you. You are Duryodhana, Dhritarashtra's son. Look, calling soldiers, army, arresting Krishna, put in jail. Krishna say, yes, very good. Now you putting me in jail. Okay, look at me. Then Krishna, from assembly, palace, thousand crore people. One side Pandavas, one side Kauravas, one side other king, all came this meeting for. All king invited. Front of, not like his face to face, one, two person. Everybody there. Then Krishna showing his Vishwarup. Big fire, mouth to coming, many poison, many Swarup. Big Swarup is showing. And all earthquake, like shaking. Then Bhisham Pitamaha quickly telling, hey, Duryodhana, all are worshipping, otherwise all everything will be burning and everything will be destroyed. But little later, Krishna, that too disappears. Then Bhisham Pitamaha, this Kripacharya, Dronacharya, everybody scared. And they are worshipping Krishna, this Vishwarup, and thinking and praying. Like before, Baladev Prabhu, it is like this happened. But Baladev Prabhu not showing Vishwarup. Krishna showing this Vishwarup. After all are scared, Krishna disappears. Where gone Krishna? Oh, Vidura house. Vidura also here is assembly. Vidura house gone. And there Vidurani. Not gone is on aunt's near, Kunti's near. Kunti, I am hungry. Bua, I am hungry. No telling. Gone Vidurani is near. Why Vidurani? Continue thinking about Krishna. Oh, I am Sudrani, poor, never coming my near, or no eating my hand with his. I am anything is giving. He is Brahmanadev. Now she is thinking alone in his house. Krishna is there, appears. Krishna telling, oh Vidurani, I am very hungry. Give me some food stuff. Give me. She's surprised. Krishna came. nothing food, nothing, what giving? Then she's looking, oh, I have one banana, big one banana goes, big one. Then she's thinking, one, two, ripe is there. Banana at a time all not ripening. First is 2, 3, 4, 5, and after slow all ripening. So she's thinking, I'm giving banana, giving Krishna. Vidura also not there. Then she's taking banana and looking Krishna. Then Krishna not there showing Vishwarup. There his own natural swarup. Krishna not telling sitting, I'm giving seat, sit down, no. She is standing, she is one banana feeling, and banana skin is giving Krishna, not giving banana. She don't know, she forget everything. Krishna, these banana peels are eating. Vidura running, come. Why Vidura understanding? Krishna, definitely a nearby. Krishna, Vidura came, hey, Vidura, what doing you? What are you doing? Giving only skin is banana skin. Krishna said, this is very tasty. Very sweet, very tasty. She is giving her love and affection and all respect and everything. She don't know, she forget everything. She look at me and she forget everything. Vidura has no sense. Vidura talking, coming, looking, open eyes, she's skin is hand and giving Krishna. Krishna taking and eating. That Vishwarup, over world, everybody at a time, Vaisdev, they are present. They are Parasar, big Rishi Maharshi. Why this? Deval, Dattatriya, everybody come. Why? Anyhow, this where stop is good. Fighting not good. Vaisdev, all children Vaisdev. Pandavas also, grandchildren. Also Dhritarashtra children, his grandchildren. All, therefore he came. Every Parasar, grandfather, he came. Many Rishi Maharshi came. That Vishwarup darshan after, all are surprised. And all are, at a moment, this fire with is like is burning or not. But little later, Mayadevi is foodstuff eating, water drinking, and all change come. But Krishna there too, he is now Gandharakapuri. And telling this fighting not possible stopping. After this fighting, Kurukshetra is choosing, after this fight is starting, everybody destroyed. Also they are this Kurukshetra. Long time after this fight, Kurukshetra also Krishna giving, darshan is Vishwarup. Front of everybody. 11th canto, 11th chapter, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, is Vishwarup. Darshan. But they are also not changing anybody. But all are understand that this is last destroy for running, Mahapralaya coming, but they cannot change it. But Vaisdev, they are present in the assembly, Dhritarashtras, Pandavas, they are also trying to make a solution. They many things telling, but Duryodhan never hearing, never accepting anybody advice. He is abusing Vidur, get out from here, too much. And all Rishi Maharshi gone, he not respect anybody. That day too, Vaisdev is telling, this Vishwarup darshan and this Vishwarup mahasya, meaning Vishwarup Krishna's this swarup worshipping. This Swarup Adityacharya Prabhu praying, Mahaprabhu is near. Please, you showing me Vishwarup darshan, Vishwarup. Then I am not looking at other Swarup. Only I am looking and I will be attached within this Swarup. Then no more anartha. Otherwise, I am looking other Rup, other Swarup. I am attached and then my anartha, they are all sins and offense and anartha coming my near. I am looking one face, very nice. Young, young and wrong, very attractive. Very nice. I am all time thinking this one. Then anartha catch me and controlling me, headed by this face. Yeah, Swarup. This Vishwarup after all things is bitter and useless. But Yashoda Mata's near is Krishna showing this Vishwarup. But Yashoda Mata saying ghost come. Not believe. Not one time. Brahmanda Ghat, her own breast drinking, that time he was yawning, mouth opening. Many times. He is this Vishwarup giving darshan. This all Mayavadi, all Sampradaya, everybody this Vishwarup for Ma, they are worshipping, they are thinking. They telling this is festival. Krishna giving his liberation. Vishwarup darshan after not possible, anybody looking in this other Swarup, other things for not thinking. This is everything removing. So this Vishwarup darshan for Advaita is not only praying. Nityananda Prabhu came. Nityananda Prabhu asking. Advaita Prabhu is near. What happened? Which Swarup you looking? Vishwarup darshan for why have desire? Why alone you everything testing? He's running, come. But that time Mahaprabhu, he hiding this Swarup. So this Vishwarup darshan very famous for everybody. Most is ordinary sadhaka. They are this Mayadevi Swarup looking and there is destroyed. But the Vishwarup darshan, then is everything is removed. Then God darshan for their desire increasing. So these things is yesterday, this festival is everywhere going, running. Like Guru Purnima, all Sampradaya they following. Same this Vishwarup festival, all Sampradaya, everybody following. This is sadhaka power, very sweet and helpful, tasteful. Also today, other personalities, sannyas, they gone. Also yesterday, day before, Haridas Thakur, but December's day, but anyhow following tomorrow, yesterday. So this Haridas Thakur, for many program, but Haridas Thakur, before chanting Harinam, but after Mahaprabhu appears, then he is starting Harinam, distributing for Mahaprabhu giving order. Suna suna Nityananda, suna Haridas. Amar agya sarvatra karo prakash. Jaha ghare ghare mangai bhikya. Bala Krishna, bhaja Krishna, karo Krishna sikha. Yaha bhoi arana balibe balaiba. Diva avasanasi amare kohiba. Mahaprabhu calling Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, come here. What? Now go house to house, village to village. Everybody is near going and begging. No money, no rice center, no chapati, no food cloth, food stuff, no cloth, nothing. What? Ghare ghare jao, mangai bhikya. Bola Krishna, bhaja Krishna, karo Krishna sikha. Only telling, one time you chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Nam. And doing bhajan for Krishna. And Krishna bhajan siksha. You going, taking, learning. Or Vaishnavas near, Bhaktas near. Then Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu starting the journey. Very nice journey. Everywhere going and starting the journey. Program starting. Harikatha starting. No, only Harinam. Mahaprabhu. Before Haridas Thakur Harinam for going, then people is against. Catching, holding, putting in jail and beating. But now Mahaprabhu order giving. Then Mahaprabhu giving this Shakti, power. And giving Guru Nityananda. Not alone. Alone, big problem. Nityananda without, alone is problem, without Guru. Now Nityananda going, everybody is near. Say no, first going, this all criminal near. All stupid and dakai and badmash near going. Why Mahaprabhu giving order? Mahaprabhu order following, and Mahaprabhu is giving Shakti and changing. Ordinary people, yes, simple people, good persons, near going, they automatically Hare Krishna. Good. But they are never all against going there. Then going and starting. One day, first day, telling, hey, chanting Hare Krishna. Hey, who are you? Giving advice.
Hey,
you don't know me? Take a wine pot and attacking. Haridas Thakur fatty, healthy. Also tall. He cannot running. He is scared. And Nitanbu skinny, thin, tall, and running, Nitanbu hiding. They're smuggler and these drunkards, they're no brain. This side, no looking. They're good looking straight. Going straight, they're going all 1-2 kilometers. There is back, it is narrow, this side, and then looking gone. Then quickly, Haridas Thakur came Mahaprabhu's house, no, Advaita Prabhu's house. Advaita Prabhu, oh, today, Nitai, Pagal Nitai. He is taking me, Mahaprabhu by order, I am gone with him. He is taking two drunkards near. They are drinking and both are naked and fighting each other and all, anybody is looking and then attacking. Oh, they are taking wine pots and differently today they are killing. Anyhow, Nitai hiding, I am like who will die. Aditya Prabhu say, never going with him. He is one drunkard, Nitai, Abadut, Mahaprabhu, another drunkard. Don't follow them. You stay with me here, not go here and there. Tomorrow, looking, this afternoon time, Nitai and Gaur and these two drunkards, both are drinking and dancing there. Then Aditya Prabhu's all lectures, he understands, he's smiling. Say, yes, you also know everything, past and future. Look, next day, Nitanru, next gone there near. And they are beating Nitai, no Haridas Thakur. Look, Haridas Thakur, 22 market beating. Then he has no fear, no scared. His body, skin gone, meat, blood, everything is gone, only bone. That time he has no fear, he is not afraid. And now today, drunkards are attacking, then he has fear. He is thinking and complaining of this Prabhu's near. Before, never complaining. He is put in jail, never complaining. Now he is complaining. Why? First three lives, there is suffering. Now this fourth life come. Now they're doing some aparad, Vaishnava aparad. Then how many life more suffering? Very kind. But they beating Nitai, and another brother is telling. Two brothers, saying, hey, Abadut Sanyasi, why beating him? Don't more beating. One time beating, next time ready. Killing. He's catching, don't beat. At a time, Mahaprabhu sending news. Mahaprabhu running and within many bhakta devotees. Mahaprabhu calling Sudarshan Chakra. Nityananda Prabhu said, no. Please forgive him. Giving them bliss. Then, giving bliss. How giving? Mahaprabhu say, oh, you are protecting my brother. I am embracing and giving him this naam and prem. Then other brothers say, oh, you like him, you giving him love, I'm not giving me, now embrace me. Say, no, you are Nitai's head is breaking, bleeding. Go, his name. Nityananda Prabhu forgiving forever for giving this bliss. So Haridas Thakur, after everywhere, he's preaching, advice giving, Harinam chanting, continue helping all jivas. Mahaprabhu storing everything. Haridas Thakur is near, Nityananda Prabhu is near, Gaudar Pandit near, Sivasadi Bhakta is near. Haridas Thakur then distributing forever until this Siddha Bhagali is staying, chanting Harinam, and everybody is giving this Naam Prem. Yesterday I told, without Prem, Naam, then nobody chanting. No taste. Prem, love, then automatic chanting. Otherwise, no love, then hard. Practicing sometime. Sometimes no taste and bitter, no, too much suffering. Then they left everything. Therefore, need is this pure, bona fide, divine, the master. They have this love. They be giving this Harinam, then this continue chanting. Like Guru Bhargava giving disciples. They continue chanting. No make aparad, offense Guru Bhagya, no Vaishnava aparad, no Dhamma aparad, no Nama aparad. Then never stop. Otherwise, sometime after, where is Mala? Where is Sala? Where is Mala Joli? No guarantee. Mouse is there, is making house, giving children. But no japa bag, no taste. Therefore, carefully. This Guru Bhargava continue remembering. Harinam chanting before, all time remembering Namacharya Haridas Thakur. Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu Parikar. Their mercy, then is nam for taste coming. Harinam continue running. Otherwise not possible. And Kali Yuga, other sadhana with this. Not possible. This crossing in this Maya, wind, Maya, and following bhakti. Harinam, then is possible. Everything. So he started this Vishwarup Mahotsav, Haridas Thakur, and many, many other programs. Now, tomorrow too, starting other program. Gaur Pramanande.
Hare Hare Kabe Mora Hoi Besudi Radhika Govinda Bole Kandi Vauchaiswari Sakalayanga Naya Nirani Re Naya Nirani Re Evar Koruna Karo Rupasana Sanatana Raghunatha Dasa Mora Shri Jiva Jivana Sakya Bhave Shri Dhamma Sobalada Desaka Saka Sabe Mili Karadaya Puruka Mora Pratana koro ye sada Narottama dasa Hari Hari Kobe Sudina Bhajibo Shri Radha Krishna Hoya Premadhina Bhajibo Shri Radha Hoya Premadhina Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Ajaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Radhe Krishna Saparsada Jaya Gaurahari. Saparsada Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol.